Okay. We have one tonight. Be'ezrat Hashem, we're going to try to cover most of Halachot Shabbat, and Be'ezrat Hashem, one more time next week. I'll try to finish Halachot Shabbat. Very neder, I hope. And next week is going to be Halachot Bishul, cooking, and most of the Halachot that related to the kitchen, which is it's going to be next week. But tonight, I'm going to talk about a lot of Halachot, which is applicable on Shabbat, very lemaase, but might be nogea to some people, might not be nogea to some people, but it's very important to know all this Halachot. Cleaning carpets on Shabbat is asur. So, you know, I don't need to explain that one is not allowed to use vacuum cleaners that works with electricity on Shabbat. Even if somebody wants to clean their carpet with a vacuum cleaner, which does not work with electricity, that also one should not do on Shabbat. Even using a brush to clean the carpet on Shabbat, that also is asur to do it on Shabbat. But if somebody wants to use a broom to broom the carpet on Shabbat, that you are allowed to do as long as you make sure that nothing breaks. There are a lot of times there are brooms that they are not so strong, some part of the broom could break, that you should not use on Shabbat. But otherwise, it is mutar to just broom the carpet on Shabbat. If somebody has something spilled on the floor on Shabbat, and you want to clean your floor on Shabbat, you cannot use a mop to do it, but you are allowed to use squeegee to clean, to take the water out and to put it away. But if there's a lot of water that fall on the floor, you are allowed to you are allowed to gather them together and take them away. But you are not allowed to use a sponge to gather the water off, because once you put a sponge and pick it up, it's going to be a question of sechita, and then one is not allowed to do that on Shabbat. Now, what about if a little bit water falls somewhere, not a lot, a little bit water falls, and you want to clean that spot on the floor, you are allowed to take a shmata, just put it down and pick it up very gently without squeezing anything, and that is okay, you are allowed to do that. But if there's a lot of water on the floor and you want to use a shmata to clean that you are not allowed to do. Because once you put the shmata, you put it on the floor, then it's going to be a she'ela of sechita. And same halacha also would apply if you have on your Shabbos table, there's something, you have a drink, wine, soda, anything falls on your table, on your tablecloth on Shabbat, and you want to clean them, you cannot use spoon or knife to clean to get the water or the wine or soda out, but you are allowed to put shmate or piece of paper or napkins on that in order to get the water out. Then you take it away. The problem is also a lot of times you have wine, the wine is red, or you have soda which is black, and when you put that down and you spread the wine or the soda to the other side, it could be a shela of tzvia. You are coloring the rest of the tablecloth, which was white, and that is a problem. Therefore, if you just want to clean that spot, make sure you just put there and pick it up. Don't spread it all around the table, because then it's going to be a shela of coloring, and that's asur on Shabbat. Now, if this happens on the table, which let's say is only a little bit of wine or something for, then you could use also shmata to take it out, because when there is small things, then there is no she'el of sechita involved. The only problem is when there's a lot of liquid falls on your tablecloth, then is mamash a she'ela of get them out. And the best thing is to use squeegee, but the squeegee you are allowed to use them only if it's not cloth. If it's on the table, you could use that. But if it's on the cloth, tablecloth, cannot use a squeegee either. Now, what happens on Friday night or Shabbat morning when you finish your sauda? You want to clean your table, right? Finish, you cleaned everything. You want to clean them up. You want to wash. You have this plastic on your tablecloth on Shabbat. You just want to clean them. You are allowed to put, you get the shmata and wet it very, very little. Just make it a little wet, and just clean, wipe the plastic on Shabbat. You are not allowed to put a lot of water, and you cannot use something which has a lot of water on it to clean the tablecloth or the plastic, because it could be a shell of sechita. But if you have a piece of cloth which is very, very small amount of water on it, you are allowed to use that to clean your tablecloth on Shabbat. Now, we spoke about hanging stuff, hanging your clothing, or let's say you're coming from shul to your house on Shabbat, was raining outside, or summertime, you are sweating and all your clothing are so wet. We said last week that one is not allowed to hang them in a place to dry them up. But you are allowed to put it on the table, on a chair, on something that normally people don't put their clothing to get dried up. You are allowed to do that as long as the place that you are putting them is not near, is not close to a heater, which would come to a heat of Yad Soledet Bo. If it's far enough from that, then you are allowed to put it there in order to dry your clothing. But you are not allowed to hang it in the shower, because a lot of people, they do that. They take their raincoat and they hang it inside the shower to dry them up. Or you cannot put it there, let's say you have a place outside, or you have a place in your basement that normally people put, they hang their stuff to dry them up. You are not allowed to do that, because anywhere that normally you would dry your stuff, you cannot hang your clothing to get dry there either. Now, what about if you had clothing that you hang them before Shabbat to dry up, and now you want to use it on Shabbat? Let's say you had a skirt that you washed them Erev Shabbat, you dry them, you wash them, you hang them to dry, put them downstairs, Shabbat morning you need your skirt. You are allowed to go and take them off, and if it's dried already, you are allowed to use them on Shabbat. It's not a problem, and it's not a problem of Mukseh either, even though that the clothing was wet, Ben Hashem Ashot, is not considered a Mukseh, and you are allowed to use them on Shabbat. We know that tying and untying on Shabbat is Asur. This halakha, really, tying and tying has a lot of applications, and I want to talk in different, it's impossible to cover everything, every situation, but I try to bring up a few cases which I hope everybody would understand from them, that what's considered tying, what's considered untying on Shabbat. First of all, if somebody has a bag that is tied, let's say you had a bag of potato chips and you put it inside the plastic and you tied the plastic Monday, Shabbat morning you want to use your potato chips, you cannot untie the plastic in order to get the food out, because once it was tied, you are not allowed to untie it. And also you are not allowed to tie it on Shabbat to put it away for some other time in order to use them. But if the tie was in a way that you just pull it and everything opens up, then you are allowed to use it. But if you have to use both your hands to open the tie, then you are not allowed to do that on Shabbat. And therefore, there's a way of untying it, and there's a way of untying. There's two ways of untying something. Untie, just pulling, and untie, using both your hands to untie. That's not a sur. One hand is mutar to do that. Now, what happens if you have a potato chips or you have cookies and you forgot to open them before Shabbat, and Shabbat afternoon you want to give your kids Shabbos party, right? How do you open the potato chips bag? In order to open them, you have to open them in a way which is destroyed, and the bag is not usable anymore. The best thing is to do, just open the dam in the middle without cutting any words or any picture. As long as you just open the dam in the middle of the bag, take the potato cheese or cookies out, you are allowed to do that on Shabbat. But you have make sure there's no letters or pictures or anything on that place that you are opening up. Now, the question really is, which a lot of people through the years, everybody asks this question, you have this, they call them, twister, right? The twisters that they have on the bread, on the challah, everything they use twister. Are you allowed to open the twisters on Shabbat, or are you allowed to use the twister to close something on Shabbat? It's a big machloket of scheme that if one is allowed to do that, the halacha is that if you should try to open them before Shabbat, but if you forgot to open them before Shabbat, you are allowed to open them on Shabbat if you have the twister. But the chatechila one should be careful to make sure that it's open before Shabbat. The using of safety pin on Shabbat, let's say you have something torn on Shabbat, you have your clothing, and you need to just put them together. The only way you could use your clothing is that you use a safety pin to put the two pieces together. You are allowed to use a safety pin as long as when you put them, make sure you use them only two times, not three times or four times. Only two times. Just take the two pieces together, go inside two times and close it. Then you are allowed to use that on Shabbat. More than that, you should not use it on Shabbat. Using toilet papers, the regular toilet papers which you have to cut, one is not allowed to use them on Shabbat. It's considered kriya. But if somebody forgot, again, or you are in a place, or you are in a hotel, and they don't have, or you forgot to make sure that you have before Shabbat, then you are allowed to cut the toilet papers al-ide shinui, which is not in a normal way that you would do during the year. What is al-ide shinui means? Some people think al-ide shinui means I use normally right hand, I'm going to use left hand. That's not considered al-ide shinui. Al-ide shinui means that you have to use it either with your elbows, or you use it with your mouth, or use it with your feet. That's the way it's considered shinui. If you're using a right hand, now using a left hand, that's not considered derech shinui, and you are not allowed to cut those also. Also, even doing that, you should make sure that you don't cut them on the normal place that they sign them to cut them off. You try to cut them off, not in a normal place that normally you would cut them off. Using Pampers on Shabbat, which, again, there are so many different Pampers. They say the olden days used to be only cloth diapers. Everybody used them, and there was much less Shiloh than today, that there are so many different Pampers are out there, and there are more Shiloh because of that also. If you have Pampers that, first of all, there are a few different Shilohs with them. One is, if you have a bag, and that inside the bag are all the Pampers, and you forgot to open them before Shabbat. And now on Shabbat, or you had enough, now your kid needs more Pampers on Shabbat, and you have to open the bag. You are allowed to open the bag on Shabbat. That's one. Two, if you are opening the Pampers, the Pamper has a devek. The Pampers has as a glue that you have to open it, then untie, right? When you open it, you have to be very careful when you open it up. You don't tear anything off. You are allowed to open it, but it has to be done very carefully. Now, after you use that, now you want to open the Pampers again because your child you need to change his diaper. You're opening it up. Now, again, you have to make sure, you have to be very careful when you open it up, you do it with the zehirut, right? Do it very carefully, not to tear anything off. When you change that, you did that also. Now you want to throw it away, right? You cannot put it back, and you cannot glue it back together, cannot close it and throw it away like that. Because once that's considered something gluing kesher on Shabbat, that's part of a kesher, that you're gluing something permanently, because once you cannot use the Pampers anymore, and you close it up, and you glue it back together, throw it in the garbage, it's going to stay like that forever. Therefore, just wrap it up like that, and throw it away without using the Devek again. Using a baby wipes on Shabbat, which I spoke about it a little bit last week, it was last week or 2 weeks ago, but I just want to talk about it again. You are allowed to use the baby wipes on Shabbat as long as you make these few things. First of all, you cannot, if you have those baby wipes that you have to cut them off, you are not allowed to use those. Obviously, it's considered kriya. You have to make sure it's cut before, or use those that are already cut. Those that are there's two types, obviously, two types out there. Once you have one, you have to cut them. The other one is already cut. If you're using those that are already cut, if you're using them, you have to make sure don't squeeze. Use it benachat, use it very gently on the baby, then you are allowed to use them on Shabbat. Brushing or combing hair on Shabbat is asur. One is not allowed to do that. And there are some say that there are different types of combs or brushes that is so soft, you could use them, nothing is going to happen to you. It's not true, it's all baloney. There's no comb or brush out there that's different. The problem is, when people think like that, they use their comb in a way that they use it so hard, which some hair is going to come out. Therefore, if you have a hair, which is, they call it Shabbos comb or Shabbos brush or whatever the name is, I don't know what that means. If you combing on Shabbat so hard, no matter what type of a comb you're going to use, is going to be a problem. Therefore, if you have those types of combs or brushes that you want to use, you have to use them very gently on Shabbat, in order not to cut, not to get any hair off of your hair. Using spray on your hair on Shabbat is asur, right? That's considered like a binyan, and that, like building something. Let's say you have your hair as all made, you're putting spray on them to stay like that. That also you are not allowed to use them on Shabbat. If somebody wants to make like a ponytail, or putting a rubber band or something on your head, you can put all the hair together, that's okay, it's not a problem, you could do that. But again, you have to make sure, don't do it bechozek, don't do it hard enough for the hair to come off. Now, braiding or curling the hair on Shabbat, you are not allowed to do that. That's considered a binyan. And even with your sheitels, you are not allowed to do that also on Shabbat. Even for the kids, you are not allowed to do that. Curling also is, the people do that with their kids to make it look nice, or braiding them on Shabbat, or untie the braiding on Shabbat. That also is asur to do that on Shabbat. If you have a cake or cookies, which you made and you put name of somebody, you wrote happy birthday or happy anniversary or whatever you wrote on the cake, on cookies, and you want to use them on Shabbat, you are allowed to use them as long as the things that you wrote on the cake or cookies are made from the same material, same ingredients that the cake or cookies are made. If you use something else, that the material that was used to put those names on the cookies or cakes from something else, then you are not allowed to break them on Shabbat. But you are allowed to take them and eat them the way it is. You cannot cut them off, but you could eat them the way they are. But I just want to note, there are some poskim hold that even if they are made of something else, you are allowed to cut them off on Shabbat also. Therefore, I'm just bringing two opinions here. There are some people hold that you are allowed to cut them off. Some people say that shelachatechila one should be machmir not to do it. And if you want to order something, a cake or cookies like that before Shabbat, make sure that they use the same ingredients that your cakes are made, that they should be put the writing on the cake from the same material, same ingredients, I mean, and then it's not going to be a problem. And lachatchila one should be machmir. Baby carriage. There are baby carriages that you could use them as carriages and could use them as beds. You are not allowed to exchange them on Shabbat if you have to use screws to take them out and put them back and anything like that. You are not allowed to do that. But if you just by pulling them up or pushing them down, they're going to become a carriage or become a bed, then you are allowed to use that on Shabbat. That's not a problem. But as long as you have to use screws or screwdrivers to change them, then you are not allowed to do that on Shabbat. A lot of times you have kids, let's say summertime or wintertime, or your kid is falling asleep, and you want to put a net or a blanket on top of the carriage on Shabbat. You are not allowed to do that. That's considered ohel. Once you put the net over them in order to keep the bugs away or the rain away, whatever the reason is, or the sun away, you are not allowed to do that. Even at home, let's say at home you have a baby carriage and you're covering the baby carriage with a net or a blanket or a sheet, you are not allowed to do that because that's considered an ohel. But if somebody, let's say you want to go away, you want to be invited out on Shabbat, you want to go to somebody's home, and you know that you need to use that net. What do? The best thing is to do, you take your carriage, your baby carriage, and put a tefach of that net out. In other words, take put it on top of your baby carriage, and roll it, open it up a little bit up to a tefach, and then on Shabbat, you could unroll the whole thing and cover it up. But if it's not, that tefach is not there before Shabbat, you are not allowed to extend it fully on Shabbat to the rest of the carriage. And also, you have to make sure when you unroll them, let's say you got home and you want to take your baby out, make sure you don't unroll the net all the way back. When you unroll it up to a tefach, leave a tefach again, because in case you want to use your carriage again, you have a piece still left that you could extend it to the rest of the carriage. Now, opening the overhead with the baby carriages on Shabbat. There are different ones. If you have a baby carriage that doesn't have an overhead, you have to hang it, you have to attach it on Shabbat, then you are not allowed to do that. But if those that they have, the baby carriages today, that they have the overhead, and it was there on before Shabbat, normally this overhead, they have a tefach already. You are allowed to extend it and open it on Shabbat, it's not a problem. Those carriages that they have that, you are allowed to use a net or a sheet or a blanket on top of those also. Because once they have this piece, they have a tefach, you are allowed to extend that net over that place and cover the rest of the carriage also with it. This halacha, again, there are some people are machmir with that. Some say that you are not allowed to open the overhead. What I said is the Chazonish hole like that, and a lot of other poskim hole like that also, then one is allowed to be maker. The umbrellas that they have, they attach them to the baby carriages, and opening them on Shabbat, that's also is a shaila. Some say that the umbrella, once it's there, it's considered a tefach, it could open in the Imam on Shabbat. And some say it's considered like the regular umbrella, that one is not allowed to use them on Shabbat. The same machloket that is there, legabe, overhead, the same machloket also applies with using a baby umbrella that which is attached to your carriage. Same machloket. If you are mekel with overhead, you could be mekel with umbrella also. Making ice on Shabbat. You are allowed to make ice on Shabbat as long as you need it for Shabbat. In other words, if you have, let's say Friday night, you used up all your ices, you want to put some more water inside your freezer to make ice for Shabbat morning, you are allowed to do that. Or Shabbat morning for Shalom Seudot, you are allowed to do that. But if you know that you don't need them for Shabbat anymore, you cannot make ice, extra ice, for say Shabbat or the next day. Only for Shabbat you are allowed to do that. By the way, there are refrigerators today that you push, the ice comes out. You are not allowed to use those on Shabbat because they work with the electricity, and pushing them or pushing any button to get the ice out is considered a she'elah of mamash, isur of using electricity, and you are not allowed to do that on Shabbat. Now, opening stuff on Shabbat, we have three different types of material that we come across to open them on Shabbat. Cans, we have soda bottles and wine bottles and things like that. And then we have milk cartons that like boxes to open. These are three different categories that you are faced on every Shabbat. Everybody is faced with this type of things on Shabbat. Now what I'm going to say is my opinion here. There are a lot of machloket with this. It's not a pashut azach. You ask any rav, you ask two ravs, you get three opinions on this. That therefore, you have to stick with one opinion. If you want to, whatever opinions you are going to follow, you have to understand there are machloket about this. No matter who you ask, using a tuna can or sardine cans on Shabbat, you are allowed to open them on Shabbat and use them. There's not a problem. Now, the best thing is to do, better to open it before Shabbat. Erev Shabbat is the best thing to open. Any cans, any cartons, anything, any bags, best thing is to open it before Shabbat. If you forgot to do that, you have nothing else to eat, you have orchim, you have guests that coming over on Shabbat, then you are allowed to open the cans on Shabbat. If you do that, then two things you have to remember. Don't open all the way, open halfway, and try to empty out everything that is inside the can. This way, you with roba poskim, you could be mekel with that. Okay? That's number one. You have other cans, like let's say jars. You have pickle jars. They have these cans that have that you could store things in them. Those are more chamur, right? The cans for the tuna fish or sardines, nobody stores anything in them. Therefore, they are more mekel of opening them on Shabbat rather than other cans that people normally store things in them. If those cans that you are storing things in them, only b'sha'at ad-chak you are allowed to open them on Shabbat, if you have nothing else to eat, and you have orchim. Then again, you open halfway and you take everything out. The third situation is if you have soda or wine. And normally, a lot of times when you open the soda, they have the ring comes down. Right? Those also, same thing. Once you try to open it before Shabbat, and if you forgot to do it on Shabbat, you are allowed to open it on Shabbat too. The milk cartons on Shabbat, same thing. Milk cartons, also one should try to open it before Shabbat. And if you forgot to do that, then you should try to open it bederech shinui. Try the milk cartons are much easier to do it in a not normal way. Derech shinui, what you can do, you can make a hole on top, or you could open it in a different way that you don't normally open it during the week. First of all, Bizman Azeh, there's not too many people are using milks in the carton. But what's nogeya, this is orange juice. Orange juice that comes inside the cartons, those are the child that is really nogeya to them. Also, orange juice today, bisman hazeh, you have these caps that you just push them or to get the thing out and you open them. Those also, the same shayla applies to them too. Should try to open all these things before this. The real shayla with these things are because when you open them, you turn them to a kli. Before that, it wasn't anything, it wasn't a vessel. Now that you open them, they become a vessel. Therefore, that's why there's so many shaylot, so many questions regarding these things. And that's why some people make it, machmir. There's so many different opinions about it. This is the best thing to do with all these things. Cans, the soda bottles, wine bottles, the cartons, anything like that. The best thing is try to open them before Shabbat. If you forgot, is nogiyat your ochel Shabbat, nogiyat to your own Shabbat, you have orchim, anything like that, then you are allowed to be maker, but maker in the condition to open halfway and try to empty everything out and throw the can or the bag away. One is allowed to use insect spray on Shabbat. Let's say you have a mosquito in your room, or you have bugs running around your room or your house, and you want to use a spray to get rid of them. You are allowed to use them under two conditions. One is, open the windows. Two, when you use the spray, don't spray directly on them. Spray all around them, and then, this way, if they die, they die. But don't just go and take a spray on their head to kill them straight. This way you are not allowed to do that. And if you could get rid of them without using the spray, matovumanaim is much better to do that. If you are talking about the situation that you have no other way of getting rid of them, the only way is to use a spray. Also, some people have problems with mosquito bites, and they want to put something on their, they want to spray their body on Shabbat, you are allowed to do that, but you cannot use cream. Only spray, you are allowed to do that to get rid of, or if you have itch problem, you are allowed to do that on your body. If somebody brings for you flowers on Shabbat, the question is, what should you do with people that they bring you stuff on Shabbat? If they sit in a car and they bring you wine, flour, or anything like that, l'chatechila should not use them on Shabbat. But let's say somebody brought for you a flower before Shabbat and you forgot to put it inside the vase. What do you do? If the flower is blossom already, everything is opened up, you are allowed to put inside the vase with the water. It's not a problem. But if the flower is not opened up, not blossom, then you are not allowed to put him inside the water. Clothing that made of material which is synthetic, when you put them on, a lot of times there are sparks goes off. You are allowed to use them on Shabbat. It's not a problem. It's not the kavanah. You are not doing it intentionally, and you are allowed to wear clothing like that on Shabbat too. Using a bandage, using clothing which by putting them on, sparks come off. You are allowed to put to the electricity, sparks electricity, right? And they used to have like, sometimes people feel it. You are allowed, using a bandage on Shabbat, if somebody has a cut, you are allowed to use a bandage on your body. You are allowed to do that. Also, sometimes if somebody has a big cut, and the only way you could make sure that the cut stays together is to use a butterfly, you are allowed to use that also on Shabbat. It's not a problem. Now the question really is, are you allowed to use stitches on Shabbat? That's a different shayla. If somebody has this question, then you should ask a shayla. If you are allowed to go to a hospital, you are allowed to ask a goy or a Jew, or depends who, where, how, should you even go to a hospital and Shabbat for stitches, as long as not the sakana, obviously. But using that at home, butterfly or bandage like that, you are allowed to do that. It's not a problem. Using a glue on Shabbat is the problem, is asur because of tofer. Right? Tofer is when you're sewing something, you're attaching something to some two things that you make to one thing, you are not allowed to do that on Shabbat. But if you have, if let's say you have something hanged on your refrigerator with a magnet, and you see it's falling up, it's coming down, you are allowed to push it back and make sure it stays on your refrigerator on Shabbat. You don't have to let it fall. If it's already attached and it's getting loose, you could just push it back and let it stay on the refrigerator. Using a Velcro on Shabbat, you are allowed to do that as long as it is not permanent. You are not using it in a permanent way. You're using it only for let's say your Shabbat alone, Motzei Shabbat, you're going to change it. You are allowed to do that. Same thing, you have to have shoes. If you have shoes that they are velcroed and you have to put a lot of shoes today are made, the only way you could close them is through that. You are allowed to do that on Shabbat. Opening a tissue box on Shabbat, a lot of these tissue boxes, they have a cut place. You just have to either push them down or open them up. You are not allowed to use that on Shabbat. But if you are going to empty the whole thing out, you are allowed to take, even on that place, you are allowed to cut them off and take everything out. But if you are not going to take everything out, then you are not allowed to use that. You could open it the other side, upside down, and use it the other side. But using the chatach, that place is also to do it. Now, there are a few halachot regarding riding on Shabbat. They have a lot of times people ask, they have a book. And the book, on the side of the book, things are written. Right? Let's say your name is written on the side of the book, like this here. Written that all these boys in the school or girls in school, they have all their names written right here. Now Shabbat, you want to open them up, or they have Chumash, let's say, you have their names written here. Are you allowed to open them up and close them on Shabbat? Mishnah Berura says, if you have another book, should not do that on Shabbat. But if that's the only Chumash you have, and that's the only book you have, you want to study, you want to learn Chumash, then you are allowed to open it and close it on Shabbat also. If you have a sefer which is torn apart, let's say inside the Chumash, there's a page that's cut, and between the otiyot, between the words are cut off, the only way you could read is to put them back together, or to bring them back closer together, read it and let it go. You are allowed to do that if you have no other book on Shabbat. But you are not allowed to use a scotch tape to glue it back on Shabbat. Before they put it back together, that you are not allowed to do, but you could put them close together, read it, and let go if you have no other way of doing it. Making a fingerprint is asur to do it on Shabbat. And it was putting your finger on the stamp and put it somewhere else, or if they ask you to do that, you have to tell them it's considered a ketiva, it's considered part of writing. And one is not allowed to do that on Shabbat. Okay, questions?